welcome back to Hunter Logan and Mike, episode 6 of season 9. Saddle Up Radio. Man. Well, for those of you who remember Saddle Up Radio, it worked for a bit, and we had to get rid of it. And then, about October of last year, 2024, Radio Co., who's our host, sent an email saying the first 40 people who get with us can have a second radio station for half the price for a lifetime. And I thought to myself, that's a good deal. I ought to jump on that. I mean, half price. And I'm thinking, this time we'll do it right. This time we'll take our time and do it. Because this time it's going to be revenue. Because this time we're going to do it right. So it should work because this is going to be revenue. So I jump right in and I get it. Saddle Up Radio is not available. So we have to go with saddleup2radio.com. And that's okay because this is the second Saddle Up. So we get it. And I get the domain, spend the money for that. And now we put together a new website, getting the website done. And all we're waiting on is the apps to get done. And for whatever reason, it gets sent back. Whatever. We send it again. Next month, comes back. Something else had to be done. Had to redo it, resend it. There's always an issue with the apps. Player on the page ain't working. I was going to get it to where we could tell people, hey, the app's not ready yet, but you can go listen on the webpage. Now, here's something that I know for sure. Saddle Up Radio would have grown quicker than HLE Radio had we been able to do what we do with HLE Radio. If we had a morning show and we had a social media director who pushed social media all the time to be able to engage the artist, because it had more artists who are out and about doing things. HLE Radio is more restrictive format wise. So not just anybody is going to get on HLE Radio. There's a lot more other people who could get on Saddle Up. It was more radio friendly to the artist, I guess you could say. So I know that it would have grown a lot quicker, but you need those tools in place. So in my mind, I'm thinking, we get it all up and running, then we're going to put the call out for some volunteers. Volunteer for the morning show, volunteer for social media, volunteer for, we get it right. But for some reason, it's not working out that way. Never got to the volunteer part. Never got the ass working. It's always something. But at the end of the month, we're paying for something we're not using. Then it hit me. The Lord told me. Then the Lord dropped in my spirit. Hey, you remember? Remember the gospel music explosion? See, there's some things that are good. And they're good to do. They're just not good for you to do. Because I didn't call you to do it. Oh, yeah. I didn't call you to start a gospel country radio station. I called you to do a Christian country radio station. That's right, Lord. You did. You didn't call me to be a radio conglomerate. You called me to reach the lost with Christian country music. You did. There's a reason why none of that stuff's working out. There's a reason why. And sure enough, we got an email again that day about the apps not working. And that's when I knew, hey, we're going to shut this down. And we did. Like, you know what? Told Ryder, I said, look, we ain't gonna worry about it. I said, this just ain't meant to be. So we're just gonna shut this down. I said, I jumped the gun on this. I said it was a good idea. And it's a good cause. But I said it's not my cause. It's not for me to do. And it isn't. And sometimes you gotta know that. Thank goodness I was able to listen before it got out of hand. But I want to stay on point this year. I really do. I want to stay on point doing what God called me to do. And not get sidetracked with stuff that I ain't supposed to be doing. Even if it's good. There's nothing wrong with doing a Saddle Up Radio. And maybe down the line, maybe I'll have time, or maybe God will call me to do something like that. But at this point in time, no. This point in time, it's about HLE Radio and Christian Country and my music and Christian Country. That's my outreach right now. Those two things. This I know. And I spent too much time trying to separate them. They go together. Whether who likes that or not, it doesn't matter. That's what God said. They go together. So, this is where I'm at. And I'm okay with it now. And whoever's not okay with it, God bless you. Whoever thinks that I shouldn't be doing radio and music, God bless you. Feel free to go start your own radio station like everybody else does. I'm not explaining myself anymore. Don't need to. And I'll tell you one other thing. I'm done with HLE Radio being used and abused. I will not ever again pawn or sell a piece of equipment or an instrument to keep the lights on in this place. I will not do it. I have sold off some of my blessings without even realizing it. I have sold off some of my blessings. Some beautiful things I was blessed with. Fine instruments. For what? If the artists don't care enough, done are the days of going in the hole, putting on events. Stretching ourselves so thin, putting on these events for people to come down here and have a place to play and do whatever. Or promote them. Those days are done. I'm not going to go in the hole for that anymore. I'm not going to do it. It's not going to affect the outreach any. We're gonna still reach the lost. Just exactly how God told us to do it. Through the radio and Christian Country music. And since he's given me my music back, I'm going to do it through that too. And if it involves me preaching or leading a worship service, that too. I'm going to be more in tune and keen to what's going on around us. No more being used and take it for granted. Or just getting what you can get out of HLE Radio. And then throwing us by the side. No. Nope. We'll see how that goes. We'll leave it there for now. Check out thehunterlogan.com. Order you some music. I hope to have some merchandise soon. Mugs, t-shirts. We'll see you. Be blessed. I'll see you on the next one.
Oh, preach it now.